Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
So breast cancer, I think it's about 1-2% of all breast cancer cases are men. So men can get breast cancer. It's uncommon, but it is not. It's certainly not unheard of. We're hoping to get some resources by the end of the year for men who have breast cancer. Because at the moment everything isn't, quite rightly so, everything's geared towards women because it is, you know, 98% of people who get breast cancer are women. But if you're one of the few guys that get it, it must be pretty confronting to sort of, you know, turn up to a pink everything, you know. It's tough enough to get a condition, I think, that is known as a woman's condition, wrongly known as a woman's condition, but predominantly is a woman's condition. And so it's just, that's one of those challenging areas where, look, the works of the likes of the Breast Cancer Network Australia is fabulous. And they do a bit of work to help men. But I think we could possibly help out in terms of, you know, that's all we do is talk to men. So we could possibly help out there and do something about that.
To my knowledge, like, women at a certain age will talk about perimenopause and menopause. When you tell me prostate checks, I would think that would be the equivalent of the menopause. Is it, or is it not?
In the States, they love putting a term on things. They love a phrase so that they can sell something to you. So male menopause became a thing because then you could sell certain drugs around it. There's no such thing as male menopause. It doesn't exist. If you look at the what happens with estrogen with women compared to what happens with testosterone with men, it is not comparable. With women, it's like it drops. Estrogen drops off a cliff face. The decline is rapid and sudden. With men, it's gradual and it occurs over a period of time. And so it's called aging. It's something that happens. And that's what the declining testosterone is. So with estrogen, it's quite different because it is so sudden and it can cause the hot flushes and all sorts of complications. And there's things, you know, HRT and the likes to help some women with that. With prostate cancer and prostate checks, well, that's a challenging area in as much that there is no proper screening tool for prostate cancer. So whereas there is breast screen for breast cancer, getting your prostate examined isn't exactly a screening tool.
At what age should you have it examined or think about having it examined?
No, what you should do is have a regular checkup with your doctor, with your GP, and talk to your GP about any changes that may be happening. Because that's actually your best way of knowing. So it's really having the relationship with a good GP and having a regular checkup. Yes, it's, you know, go and see them every 12 months and have the conversation with them of saying things like, so they'll ask you or you offer up. I mean, don't be, you know, for blokes, we shouldn't always wait to be asked when it comes to going to a health professional. Go there and say, well, you know, found that I've started to go to the toilet a bit more at night time. What does that mean? Or I'm finding it more difficult to urinate. What does that mean? Or, you know, once just a month ago, there was a bit of blood in my urine. What should I do? Talk to the GP.
But I suppose in general, that's one of the things that's hardest to take or tease out of the male, isn't it? Is to start that conversation.
That's where I think, you know, don't leave it to the last minute because that you're sitting in front of someone you've never seen before in your life and go, now I'm going to have to talk to them about these things that I'm actually vaguely uncomfortable about talking to, you know, my wife about or my best friend about.
They'd say it's too much information.
Yeah, actually, because if you've got a relationship with your GP, it's not that hard. And look, it's interesting. We do quite a bit of work with the organisation Australian Men's Sheds. And you listen to a lot of the blokes at the sheds, and they're great. Like, they're fabulous in as much that they tell each other what they've got to do. Like, they'll talk about things like erectile dysfunction and getting their prostates checked and quite openly and whatever. It's just like, and they tell each other, like, I've heard two of them talking about, did you go and see the GP? And he goes, no, I haven't yet. He goes, well, what are you doing? Go on. If you don't see him, you're an idiot. And that's just that peer support. It's actually a very strange way of peer support, but it is one guy supporting another fella and telling him, actually, no, you've got to do this. So come on, let's do it.
So I guess the most important thing is to look for someone you're comfortable with.
Yeah, it is. It is very important. Actually, and that's where it's so much more important. And that can be tough for some people living, you know, out rural and remote. But I think it's still important to, and now telehealth has become a little bit, it's, you know, probably one of the good things to come out of COVID-19 has been that telehealth is more accessible to everyone. So for people who live in rural and remote communities, there is always a good GP. I mean, I grew up in the country and getting access to a good GP actually was never that hard. Getting into them sometimes is a little tough, but you can always manage. And it's having that relationship, and the only way you get a relationship is by getting to actually spend some time with the person. You get to spend time with them by actually going and doing yourself a favour and having a regular checkup. And you need to start doing that in your 30s, and because there are things every year. We do a booklet called Spanner in the Works, which is basically taking a man's body and turning it into a car so that you can talk about things, you know, like your drive shaft and your chassis and all sorts of things. Whereas, and all we're doing is basically saying that each stage of life, so we look at the 20s to 30s, 30s to 40s, 40s to 50s and so on, as to the main things that you need to go and have a look at. Because it tends to be in your 40s to 50s that, for example, you've got to go and get your eyes tested. I know that's when I finally needed glasses, was in my 40s to 50s. So those sorts of things happen. And so it's worth just, you know, having a bit of a ready reckoner, a bit of a guide.
I guess just like any other car, if you're a car owner, you have to put it in for regular checks and maintenance.
Exactly. You would never drive your car into the ground, so why do it to yourself?
Now's a good time to start because it's Men's Health Week.
So Men's Health Week, and you can start by visiting our website at healthymail.org.au. Come and have a look at, we've got a range of information, resources, fact sheets. We've got this fabulous little animation actually at the moment we're showing for Men's Health Week, which is a whole range of people from a 9-year-old boy through to an 80-year-old man saying why their health matters to them. Because, you know, it's everything from the 9-year-old boy likes dancing and wants to keep dancing to the 80-year-old guy who needs to milk his cows. And they're all the reasons in between, that and everything in between, kicking the footy, being there for your kids. They're the reasons that you need to stay healthy. It's usually not because you don't, it's funny, it's the one thing you should do for yourself, but usually you need to have a motivation that is something else. So there's plenty of reasons, whether it's for your family, your friends, things you like to do, just take the effort and stay healthy.
Thanks very much, Simon von Salderen from Healthy Mail.
Thank you very much.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.